You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we missed my Spectrum Mortgage, so if you need some help, I want to help you with your mortgage. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because it's all about you. There, Wanda, we got it in. How about that, girlfriend? All right, now, back to the guy that gave me the idea for that, Bruce Turkel. So, Bruce, we're halfway through a checklist. Let's finish it off. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes.
I'll go as quickly as I can. I'll talk really fast, just like this, so we can get
rock on, rock on.
So we talked about no longer selling function. The question is then, what do you sell? So now we're up to point three of what you do within your intention, and it is to figure out your authentic truth. Why do you matter? For example, you are in the real estate financing business. You're clearly in the radio business, but there's more to it than that. It's your energy. It's your passion. It's how you care about these things. It's how you look for these opportunities. And that has to be resident in your brand. That has to be something that you sell. That has to be something you talk about, because otherwise, I can get a mortgage anywhere. Is it as good as the mortgage I get from you? I don't know. I haven't bought more than one or two mortgages, so I don't even get the opportunity. So point three is to understand your authentic truth. You also need to understand your consumer. And it's very important that you understand the difference between your consumer and your end user, because a lot of marketers forget that. Quite simply, if you're selling diapers, the mother, sometimes the father, but mostly the mother, is the consumer. The end user is the baby.
Oh, well said.
And often we build brands for the end user, but the end user is not making the purchase decision. Babies don't want to wear diapers. If you wanted to create the environment for a baby, you just have them in a room with a big drain at the bottom, right? And you'd let them do whatever they wanted and you'd hose them off. But parents want babies to wear diapers because they want to protect the white couch, dad's Corvette, mom's new outfit, whatever. So it's very important to understand the difference between consumer and end user. And this is something that I want to be part of a resolution for 2018, because most people forget it. I can't tell you how many clients we talk to, and they talk all about the passion the end user has for their product.
It'll never get there unless the person that's making the decision buys it.
Exactly. So then you map that intersection. Here's what I do. Here's what's special and authentic about me. Here's what the consumer wants, and more importantly, who the consumer wants to be. We look to market to consumers' aspirations. And that intersection is the sweet spot. And that's what we need to have in our intention. We need to create ideas through our ideation, and we need to implement.
Oh, this is great stuff. You got any more tenderloin for us today?
Well, I just want to go back to, we've talked about this on the show before, but it's critical to people who want to build a brand. It is the 7 points to building brand value. Number one, we've already talked about it. The brand needs to be all about them. Stop talking about yourself. Stop selling products about you and start talking about your consumer. Number two, hearts, then minds. The brand needs to be emotional, not intellectual. People purchase based on emotion, and they justify the purchase with fact. Most of us spend so much time studying what we do, working on what we do, that we want to talk intellectual. We want to talk about how many computers we have, how many offices we have, how many degrees we have, say habla español, whatever it is, and nobody cares. What they want to know is what the business will do for them. Number three, make it simple. Stop making things difficult. Yes, everything you do during the day is difficult and takes a lot of time and effort, but your consumer doesn't care. Make it simple. Number four, make it quick. And number five, make it yours. What are you going to own? What are you going to own that the competition doesn't have, that the other products don't have? What are you going to be known for? What do you own? Once you figure that out, you need to make it sensual. All 5 senses. People don't just make decisions based on what they see and what they hear. It's what they taste, they touch, and they feel, most importantly. So how are you going to make your product sensual? And then finally, point seven. Once you figure all this out, repeat, repeat, repeat. You say it over and over and over again, which doesn't mean you can be repetitive. Ironically, repeat, repeat, repeat means you have to come up with new creative ways to say the same old thing. So I will. Number one is all about them.
I love this.
Number two is hearts than minds. Number three is make it simple. Number four is make it quick. Number five is make it yours. Number six is all five senses. And number seven is repeat, repeat, repeat. And so I will. No, actually I won't. What I want you to do is to use this to create your resolutions for 2018. I want your intention to be clear. Here's what I want to accomplish. I want your ideation to be clear. Here's what I'm going to do. And then I want you to implement. Because if you don't implement, nothing happens.
Well, Bruce, listen, this is really great. You're such a great professor. I got to just say it. You're such a great mentor. I really appreciate all
the things
you've done to help me improve what I'm doing and build on what I'm doing and become a better person and achieve my goals, which really, you know, we talked about this once. You know, my brand, my brand is about helping other people and helping them achieve their goal. And that's how I self-actualize. And I think that really helps. And when I project that to my clients, they get it and they want to be part of it too. I want to thank you so much, Bruce, for coming here on the show today. It was really great to have you.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. I appreciate all of you who are watching on Facebook Live. Of course, I appreciate everyone in your audience who's listening on the radio.
Oh, and
happy New Year.